Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's start with some good news here. I was going to do a random start for our open phones hour here this morning, but I just went on a rant on the Montana Politics hashtag on X, and it all started with a great conversation with Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls, great young man who did some great work in the legislature this session. I think something like 90% of his bills ended up getting signed into law. But Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, he was on Fox yesterday. Charlie Kirk, he was in Dillon here recently. I saw him in Bozeman at the MSU campus a couple years ago. He was on the University of Montana campus in Missoula last year during the big U.S. Senate race. But Charlie Kirk says that when it comes to younger people, Generation Z in particular, that the rightward shift is real, it is sustained, it is backed by polls, and it's not just Donald J. Trump. There is something happening in our culture that is driving younger folks to the right and back into church and more. But yeah, Representative Braxton Mitchell made a great point. So if you guys haven't heard the news, last night the far left Bozeman City Commission did what Butte Democrats did, what Missoula Democrats did, and they made the very divisive rainbow pride flag their official city flag, because they want to keep shoving this woke Adam Schiff down your throat. And the point that Braxton Mitchell made was he said, look, Democrats nearly lost Gallatin County in the presidential race last year. Think about how blue Gallatin County became, and they nearly lost the presidential race in their county last year. So keep it up with things like this rainbow flag stunt, and Gallatin County could eventually turn red once again. And so I shared that on X about just a few minutes ago. And then I followed up with young people are also getting sick of the woke Schiff, Adam Schiff, getting shoved down their throats too, as Charlie Kirk has been highlighting. So keep flying your flag. Keep flying that flag. And I'll play the Charlie Kirk soundbite here in just a couple of minutes. But I think the reason why young people are getting sick of all of this woke stuff is because at the same time all of the woke stuff was being shoved down their throats, that's when all the stupid COVID lockdowns were happening. That's when proms were being canceled. That's when Cat Grizz football games were being canceled by Democrat governors. That's when these stupid mask mandates were being shoved in their faces, especially if they went to a public school or a public university. They were paying for college and couldn't even go attend college. And so I think when they see things like this rainbow flag being flown, this divisive flag being flown, it's a reminder of all the stupid COVID crap they had to put up with. And the same people that pushed that are the same people flying this flag now.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, you heard me right. Phone lines are open for the full hour here, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. All right, here you go. Here's what Charlie Kirk had to say. This was shared by the Trump War Room via X. He's talking about Generation Z's rightward shift and how it's not just because of, and it's not just in support of, President Donald J. Trump.
It's epic, it's real, it's sustained. You know, some people thought, oh, it was just President Trump's election, and then young people are going to move back towards the left or back to the center. That is not correct. The Harvard Youth Survey, the Yale Youth Poll shows that Gen Z is moving further to the right. David Shore, in an interview with Ezra Klein, and David Shore is one of the data experts on the left, he says this is the most shocking development of the last couple of years, is the sudden rightward shift that we have seen with younger voters. And there's lots of reasons for this. It's rebellion from the lockdowns during COVID. It is the political correctness. The next generation, they want to be able to own homes, they want to get married, they want to have kids, the three M's, which is they want a mortgage, they want to be able to mate, and they want to be able to get married. And then finally, I'll tell you, this is the most important part, is that we as conservatives are dominating in new media. We're dominating in podcasting, we're dominating on TikTok, we're dominating on social media, because we are a movement that believes in freedom of speech and that is able to have different ideas but build coalitional type politics. And so my message to any Republican senator or people on Capitol Hill, you guys have to understand there's a gift that has been given to you, that the next generation is finally Republican and conservative. We've been dreaming of this for 20, 30 years. Let's not mess it up. Let's fulfill that mandate, and let's make the future more conservative than ever.
All right, there you go. Yeah, great words there by Charlie Kirk and on that very front. And of course, I've always talked about, you know, talk radio as the original social media, the original way for people to share their thoughts and share their opinions with their neighbors, and then also get a chance to hear what their neighbors all across Montana also have to say. And, you know, podcasting and, you know, X and all these other things is just another symbol of that. Also, let's look at this one big, beautiful bill and what that is going to do, not just with young people, but with senior citizens, for example. We've been talking about the youth vote here, but the one big beautiful bill will stop taxing Social Security benefits for our seniors. You've been taxed on it your whole life. Why should you get taxed on it again? That's something else that's in this one big beautiful bill. Earlier this morning, I was catching up with State Senator Greg Hertz out of Polson. He's got a guest opinion column on the KJJR radio website this morning, and he is talking about all of the good things in the one big beautiful bill for working class Montanans. And he fully believes that just like back in, what was it, 2017, 2018, after the Trump tax cuts passed the first go around, we saw a Trump bump in revenue. He says we are still seeing right now even a continued Trump bump in revenue when it comes to the Montana state budget as well, and that we're going to continue to see a Trump bump in revenue. In fact, frankly, at the federal level, from a federal standpoint, for the first time since Trump was president the last time, we just had a budget surplus in the month of June. But let's again talk about younger voters, and not all folks that work jobs that collect tips are younger folks. But think about the impact that no tax on tips is going to have. And this was something else I brought up with State Senator Greg Hertz, which is this. Have you guys noticed how there has been a lack of news coverage, a lack of follow-ups by the Montana media? Have you noticed how little, if any, stories are out there in the Montana media interviewing waiters, interviewing waitresses, interviewing hairstylists, interview the lady down at the nail salon, interview the Uber Eats driver that's trying to pay the bills, and how big of a deal no tax on tips is going to be for them? Have you noticed how, like, the same liberal media that will jump at any chance to criticize President Trump and what Republicans in Congress and what our Republican senators are doing, and the nonstop tariff war fear porn that they were on, even as tariff collections have now fueled revenue collections, they will jump at any chance to localize a story to make Trump or the Republicans look bad. But then look at how they're ignoring what is clear. Look, I only spent a couple years working in TV. And I have so much fun. I love radio. Radio is such a fun platform. And the people you get to meet, the radio stations that you get to work with, man, some of the best people you will find. This is good television. Going out and talking to waiters and waitresses and the sights and the sounds and the excitement in their face when they tell you how, because when you next go out to eat, you ask these servers, hey, what do you think about no tax on tips? You watch their faces light up in excitement. This is good television. So how come people in TV news don't want to do good television? Well, because it's good for Trump and it's good for the Republicans. So we will sacrifice providing good television because we'd rather just bash Trump and the Republicans. Now, there's some good folks out there in TV that are doing some good reporting. I saw David Jay with KTVQ had a good report on that new rare earth mine, first rare earth mine opened in 70 years. He had a good report there. We had a report on our Montana Talks website as well. So it's not all of them, but by and large, you almost just have to laugh at it, don't you? All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We'll start with your phone calls right after this. We've got Don in Columbia Falls, and then I'm glad to see that Marilyn called back in as well.
Securing America.
A Tuesday House Homeland Security Subcommittee hearing examined the expansion of drone warfare. Republican Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez called drones a tool that
can be adapted by terrorists, lone actors, or state proxies within the United States,
leading to a constant everyday danger.
Potential for a coordinated drone attack on our in an airport, seaport, or mass gathering is a credible and growing threat.
Tom Walker is a former Navy officer and the CEO of a drone company. He testified the threat is already here, citing more than 300 unauthorized flights over more than 100 military bases, and added that we are, to this point, unprepared.
We do not have an integrated national framework for drone oversight.
Church Hutton, a combat veteran who now works for a leading drone company, warned,
we'll either address these issues now before we suffer a major drone attack in the homeland, or we'll address them afterward.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Did you know?
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines. And I've also got some great messages that have been coming in this morning on the Montana Talks app as well. A couple focusing in on this so prideful flag being now being flown by the Bozeman City Commission. Clinton Bozeman, our good 90-year, I think he's 90 now, our good 90-year-old friend Clinton Bozeman says it's time to boycott the city of Bozeman. Looks like one of our listeners agrees. Who was it here? Let's see. Let me pull up that app message here first real fast. Let's see. That's not the one. I'll get to that one here soon. Oh, man, I got a bunch of them coming in here. Shoot, it's going to take me a little while to find the one that I'm looking for here. We got so many messages coming in. All right, I'll get to it here in a second. First, though, let's go to Don in Columbia Falls. Hey, Don, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, Aaron, I just, this is the second time I called in. I was the Keystone Pipeline wristband guy the last time I called in and talked to you.
But oh, yeah.
That Braxton Mitchell, I went into his, whatever it is, it's a processing thing or whatever, and bought some beef jerky at that place, and it was right before the election, and he had all his signs up and everything. So, just out of the blue, I asked him, I kind of put him to the test. I said, okay, well, why in the heck should I, why would I vote for, how old is he, 25 or whatever, you know? And he stuck to his guns. He spit out what he was for, and I'm like going, holy mackerel, man, this country has hope.
He's great, isn't he? I mean, yeah, I think he's only, what, 23, 24 maybe now? Now he's the old guy. You know, Lucas Schubert got in the legislature at 18, and now Braxton's one of the old guys in there. But, yeah.
That was right after I had gotten fired by the auto pen from Joe Biden, and then I was sharing some of that, you know, my angle of that, and then all of a sudden he came back and it was pretty cool. It was good to see a young man that knew what was going on and knew he had to stand up and do something to change it.
Well, and I forget how many bills did he get signed into law? 20 more? I mean, 90% of the bills that he carried got signed into law. So he had a very successful track record this legislative session in particular. Yeah, what's your thoughts? So, you know, speaking of young people, I think that's kind of what triggered your call here was Charlie Kirk talking about younger generations pushing towards the right.
Yeah. No, and I think you nailed it there, because this is the – I went to, like, three different graduations, Libby's, Thompson Falls, and Kalispell's graduations, and these guys got locked down. This will be the last one, I think, that they got locked down for that whole year and a half or whatever of their high school, and they know where it came from.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember there was – they did, like, a Footloose theme prom, and they had to go to Big Timber. I forget, was it a Bozeman school or was it a Billings school? I wrote about it on our Montana Talks website, and it was so interesting to me because, you know, the whole concept of Footloose and holding a dance, you know, for these 60s kids, they were the rebels. We're going to dance. Nobody can stop us from dancing. And those very same 60s rebels became the 60s wackos in charge of our courts and in charge of our schools that were canceling school dances and canceling school football games and forcing masks and all sorts of other crazy stuff.
Yeah, if you're reveling for the shutdowns, you're reveling on the wrong side.
That's right. That's right. Hey, well, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, good to hear from you, Don. Call in more often. The app message that I was looking for, I think it was from Owen in Bozeman, but yeah, he was commenting. For some reason, I can't find the message all of a sudden here, but he was commenting on how, you know, he agrees with Clint and Bozeman that people need to boycott the city of Bozeman because of this prideful, divisive, you know, move that they just made last night, making the transgender rainbow flag the official flag of the city of Bozeman. Let me see here. I think I just had it here. Oh, no, here we go. Owen and Bozeman says this. Yeah, here we go. There's some other flags that the city should fly as well. How about the handicap flag? They're a group that's faced many challenges. How about the women's suffrage flag? At least that flag represents half the population. Anyway, so yeah, that's why he says he would agree with Clint and Bozeman. Because Bozeman just wants to divide people among groups. Owen, thanks for that message. I saw a message from Hillary. Yeah, here we go. Hillary in Bozeman. She was the one who first commented on this whole Bozeman pride flag story earlier in the week. Hillary says this: I attended the meeting last night, and it was almost a tie regarding the people speaking up. Now, that's crazy when you think about what Hillary just said right there, because conservative folks, we're not the woke community organizers. We're not the people that protest all the time. You're busy. You have jobs. You have families. And you still want to get your camping trips in. So we're not the protesting type. And think about that. Even in Bozeman, they had, it sounds like, just as many opponents to this divisive move show up as the supporters from the woke community organizers groups. Hillary says this: you have to remember that Bozeman is a self-governing commission, and they are all the same political liberal party. The mayor let people call in from Colorado, and Chris Coburn, an ex-commissioner, also called in. Hillary says decorum was non-existent at this Bozeman City Commission meeting last night. Marilyn in Lolo, I'm so glad you called back in today, because we ran out of time and didn't get a chance to hear from you yesterday. What's your thoughts?
Well, so yesterday you read, it was either an email or on your app messages, there was somebody from Laurel that sent a beautiful message in, and I thought it was, I wanted to hear it again. I thought it bears repeating. It was... It ties all of this together, all of everything that we're going through in our culture in America, and it just spoke of truth, and it was beautiful, and I just wish I could say it.
I was going to say, what did you like about it so much? What did you think was so beautiful, was so truthful about it? It was a message that came from Okotoks was the name. Okotoks, which is apparently a Blackfeet term. Okotoks. Apparently it's a Blackfeet term. Yeah, Okotoks and Laurel. So what did you think was so beautiful about that message? And then I'll share the message again.
Oh, good. I'm glad you still have it. Well, it spoke of truth, and I believe the one truth is our God. And you know, if people see, I'm not going to say it as well as I did. It was just beautiful how if you live right, do right, be right. All of them go well, and the left has totally turned that upside down and around it, and this is totally a spiritual battle. It's about good versus evil, and I don't know, I always sound kind of harsh when I say stuff.
Well, I think what I liked about the message is that, yeah. is that look, disagreement. So Kristen Wagner, who is the CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom, which is an incredible organization. My wife now works for Alliance Defending Freedom, and it's an incredible organization. They work very closely with the Montana Family Foundation and other like-minded groups all across the country. But when Kristen Wagner spoke at the Montana Family Foundation banquet several years ago, she had a great line, and it should be a bumper sticker. Disagreement does not equal hate. We can disagree. We can disagree with people that have a different lifestyle from us, just like they disagree with us. But it seems like so many of these people that their religion is to trash religion. And so that's why they want to mock Christians and they want to mock Jews and they want to mock people of faith by hoisting this flag to poke you in the eye. It's a divisive move meant to poke you in the eye. And because they want to push you and anybody who believes like you out of society. The American flag represents them, and it represents us. And it represents all of us. And yet they want to disrespect that flag, and that's why they push this stuff, because they want to divide this country, and they want to divide us into something else. And so that's what I appreciate about this message, is that it points out how they're just making a mockery and trying to make a mockery of people of faith by deliberately trying to divide this country.
Well, and pride goes before a fall, and well, the other thing. truth is going to come out in the end, and I'm sorry, but they're going to lose. God said homosexuality was an abomination, and sometimes our side is too nice, and that's how I come out and always talk about it. But yeah, I hope you read that again. I thought it was beautiful, and I thought it did speak truth.
Well, at your request, I'll read it again. Yeah, because we got the message in, and I love to share the messages that come in on our Montana Talks app. But yeah, I mean, the broader point here is that just because we disagree with you doesn't mean we hate you. But why is it that so many on the left, if they disagree with us, they hate us? If you support Trump, they hate you now, right? I mean, you guys, even some of our fellow, even our friends who are Democrats have seen this. They have taken the ire as well. I remember Ellie Boldman, Democrat state senator there in Missoula. She sent out a tweet with a photograph. I forget who she was pictured with, if it was the governor or if it was some Republican. And boy, the Democrats, they hated her over that. It was like when Ellen DeGeneres was at a football game and she was caught on camera smiling while she sat next to George W. Bush. And there were Democrats that hated her for that. It's part of the reason she fled the country. It was because of the hate she got from her fellow LGBTQRSTLNE folks. And that's the point, is that we may disagree with people, but we don't hate them. There are people that disagree with our beliefs that have, you know, whether it's political beliefs or beliefs of faith or sexuality or lifestyle or whatever, and they hate you for your beliefs. And they don't think that you should have a place in society if you disagree with them. Okotoks said this: LGBTQ have inappropriately appropriated the rainbow and completely distorted its meaning from God. God gave us the rainbow as a sign of his covenant with Noah, promising never to destroy the earth with a flood again. It symbolizes God's mercy and serves as a reminder of his promise to humanity. There is no pride in sinning. We all sin and can be forgiven. So anyway, that was part of the message. I see we got to hit the hard break here. Quick break. Phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
U.S. farm bankruptcies surged early in 2025 with 259 filings in just 3 months, more than all of 2024, marking the highest rate since 2021. Economist Ryan Loy links the rise to falling commodity prices and persistently higher input costs, echoing financial strain seen in the 2018-2019 growing seasons. It's rodeo time in Stamford. Don't miss the 61st annual C.M. Russell Stampede, July 19th and 20th at the Duke Basin County Fairgrounds. Saturday, July 19th kicks off with live music starting at 3, followed by the quick finish art auction at 5:30, featuring some of the Northwest's premier artists. Top off the day with a street dance as well. Then on Sunday, the 20th at 1:30, it's all-out PRCA rodeo action. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the gate. Kids under 8, just 10. Come join the fun. Full details at cmrstampede.com. USDA announced they will not allow extra specialty sugar imports beyond trade obligations, citing harm to U.S. ag producers from rising costs, foreign competition, and policy challenges. Deputy Secretary Stephen Vader said the move aims to protect sugar farmers who've lost 15% of the U.S. market to imports and faced mill closures, calling the decision a step toward correcting a trade imbalance. They say the decision reflects growing concern over the record high agriculture trade deficit. I'm Lane Northline.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I got to do a random start now. And when we kick off the second half of our statewide show, I got to do a random start. I was going to start this show with a random start. Then Charlie Kirk and everybody got me all fired up here, so that's what kicked off the opening rant. I started sending out tweets at about 9:02 this morning, and it's like, okay, I guess we're going to start the show a little differently here this morning. But the random start was going to be this. So Cowboy State Daily is a news organization down south of the border, down in Wyoming. And they do a great job. They have some very interesting reports that come out of there, and a lot of stuff that, of course, has a Montana tie-in. They had a big report on Energy Secretary Chris Wright being down in Wyoming, just south of the border here in Montana, for that big announcement about the rare earth mine, first one in 70 years, now opening up. And so that's great news for our friends in southeast Montana in particular. But it's good news for our country. I mean, our national security apparatus relies on those rare earth minerals. And right now we are reliant, or shall we say, dependent on the communist Chinese for too much of that. So this will be a game changer, a big one down there. But there were a couple other headlines here in the Cowboy State Daily rundown here that I saw this morning. This is a great one. In fact, our friend Russell Nimitz was talking about this earlier this morning. I heard his farm and ranch report on the radio. A U.S. House committee advanced legislation Tuesday, sponsored by Congresswoman Harriet Hegeman out of Wyoming, to remove Yellowstone area grizzly bears from the Endangered Species Act list. The bill also would ban courts from blocking the delisting. And, of course, that part is very important because you guys might remember it was the liberal judge, the Democrat-appointed judge, Dana Christensen in Missoula, who basically ruled on behalf of his environmental wacko buddies, which kept the grizzlies on the endangered species list in the first place. But that's not even the random start I was going to do this morning. Here's a story out of Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone National Park announced Monday the discovery of a new 13-foot baby blue hot spring. It emerged with little volcanic fanfare in the Norris Geyser Basin and has scientists excited. But, man, I looked at the photo sent out and attached to this Cowboy State Daily article showing this baby blue hot spring in Yellowstone National Park. And, you know, normally that would be a story that, hey, it might be featured in our news updates. Might write a story about it on our Montana Talks website or something like that. But then I got to thinking, wait a minute, it's beautiful baby blue. And I'm always looking for any excuse possible to play a George Strait song on the radio.
Baby blue was the color. Like the breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my
Ah, there you go. You didn't want me singing it, but that was the song that was playing in my head when I saw that baby blue new thermal pool down there, that new hot spring down there at Yellowstone National Park. All right, now we're all relaxed, right? Now we're all good. I got some moisture across a lot of Montana right now. We're good. Let's get back into the phone lines. 406-294-0970. Big Jim on the phone lines. Great to hear from you, my friend. How you doing?
Hi, this is Big Jim from Mokena, Illinois. And, you know, one of the great benefits we have of being an American citizen is that 30-year mortgage. And I agree with President Trump. We need to bring that mortgage rate down. But it's not, you know, the fact that you can write your mortgage interest off against your taxes, and the fact that you can renegotiate your loan as rates go down, I think is a real big plus that you don't find in other countries. And it's not, like you say, it's not the interest rate, it's the property tax. At least here in Mokena, you can expect your property taxes to go up every year by 3%. And that's really what the killer is driving people out of Mokena into other states is our property taxes.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you've seen it in Bozeman as well, but I'm sure Bozeman isn't even as bad as what you're seeing back there in Illinois, right?
Right. We kind of laugh at, we don't understand you guys, because ours is roughly 2.63% of the assessed valuation. I think in Bozeman it's 0.9% of your assessed valuation. Even though it may seem high to people in Bozeman, people back in Illinois, we couldn't afford this place if we had to pay Illinois property taxes.
But that's part of the problem in places like Missoula, is you get folks that move there from out of state, and they're used to paying Gavin Newsom prices. They're used to paying, you know, these Seattle prices. And so they go to Missoula, which has outrageous taxes on their local citizens. And they're like, well, compared to Seattle, you know. And so then, but meanwhile, the local people are like, are you kidding me? Stop voting for all these levies.
Well, exactly. And it really becomes not the elected officials, but at least in our little town, it becomes the people who are the professional managers that drive all these increase in costs, and the trustees just go along with it without questioning anything.
Speaking of Gavin Newsom, man, Jimmy Failla was on with Laura Ingraham last night. He's the former New York City cab driver / now stand-up comedian who's now got his Saturday night show on Fox News. He was hilarious talking about Gavin Newsom. And then he and Laura were also talking about how President Trump is challenging AOC and Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett to take an IQ test. He says he aced his. He wants them to take an IQ test as well. I'll see if I can get to one or both of those clips here in a second. Big Jim, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Let's go now to John in Kalispell. John, what's your thoughts?
This, Aaron, I don't know why in Boise or even in Bozeman or Billings, where we haven't challenged the Christian flag being flown over a state capital or a city. That rainbow belongs to us, and you pointed that out. That's a religious symbol. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that would take exception to that if we wanted to.
That's a good point. Could you imagine if they recognized the rainbow for what it actually is a symbol of, right? And then they figured out, oh, wait a minute, we're basically promoting, whether we realize it or not. If they thought that they were promoting Judaism or Christianity, well, they'd be burning that flag down to the ground right now.
But they are. That is our flag. And all we got to do is stop giving it away for free. We should challenge that. And that would be an interesting case. So I just wanted to bring that up, Aaron, and just keep doing what you're doing. And I don't know what you got in your coffee today, but I want some.
Oh, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Although I need to go get some more 82 Coffee Company out of Dillon. He's got that dark roast that's really good. You can do it up. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, I'll bet maybe we'll see him at Warrior Taste Fest here in September. John, though, you raise a good point here. I was thinking about this during the last break. This just shows how intolerant they are. Those who preach tolerance are always the least tolerant, right? Or often the least tolerant.
Right.
And The reason why they're hoisting this flag is because they are intolerant of people with different views than they have. They are showing their anti-Judeo-Christian bigotry, and they are intolerant of people that feel differently than they do. That's why they can't unite around the American flag, and that's why they have to push this divisive. And I also wonder if that's why they started adding the black line and the brown line and all these other lines through the rainbow flag. Sure. I wonder is to try to change it a little bit more as well.
But all we have to do is claim it back and challenge it on those grounds. And I think that would be something that could go national, because it's just obvious to me. It's our flag.
Very interesting. All right, great to hear from you, John. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for listening to KJJR. Here you go. This was President Trump. I heard him live on the radio yesterday afternoon, I think during Hannity, while he was doing a Q&A with some of the press. I think he was on a flight line somewhere.
Hey, AOC, look, I think she's very nice, but she's very low IQ, and we really don't need low IQ. Between her and Crockett, we're going to give them both an IQ test to see who comes out best. Now, I took my test. I took a real test at Walter Reed Medical Center, and I aced it. I got every one of all those questions right. Now it's time for them to take a test.
All right, Jimmy. I'm not sure. Did he take an IQ test? I'm not sure he took an IQ test.
I don't have an answer, but every time my son Lincoln asks me what it was like to watch Don Rickles growing up, I'm like, just turn on the White House, dude.
Oh, no.
He is the greatest insult comic of our time. I said this the other day. The reason his jokes work is he's right, okay? Jasmine Crockett is so dumb, she thinks Aunt Tifa is one of her relatives. Okay, AOC, we've been following her for a while. She's only in Congress to make Kamala look smart. It's not working.
We'll hold it there.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Jerome Powell should just step down. I just got a New York Times alert here. Breaking news alert from the New York Times. President Trump drafted a letter to fire Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve chairman, and asked Republicans if he should send it. Jerome Powell should just step down. There's no reason these interest rates should be this high right now. And that's a big part of the housing affordability crisis that we've got, not just in Montana, but all across the country. But not only that, but I think there's something like $9 trillion of our national debt that needs to be refinanced. We do not want to refinance at these rates. I'm no big finance guy. Some of you are, but I think I know that much. All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Jimmy Failla, man, the guy's hilarious. It was so fun seeing him do his comedy show in Helena a while back, and then we got to go enjoy a Capital Club cigar lounge cigar with him afterwards, and he was even funnier there than he was at his comedy routine. But he and Laura Ingraham were also talking about California Governor Gavin Newsom's appearance on the Sean Ryan Show podcast, and this back and forth.
What about for your values? I mean, is 8 years old too young?
Yeah, I mean, look, now that I have a 9-year-old, just became 9. Come on, man. I get it. So those are legit.
Yeah. He's torn here. Do you want to know why, Laura? Because he's like, if you let the 8-year-old get reassignment surgery, then they don't have time to pick weed in the field. You know, he's got to think about
so
the kid, but he's also got to think about the slave wage marijuana farmers that he fights for every day in California. Everybody, if you want the answer, he wouldn't let his kid do it, but he would let your kid do it. Think of COVID. Schools are closed, but my kid's going to private. Restaurants are closed, but I'm going to the French Laundry. Gavin Newsom is a scam, and he's not going to podcast his way out of this.
Oh, well said there by Jimmy Failla. Back into the phone lines we go. What about interest rates? I'm looking forward to hearing what Aaron in Three Forks has to say. Aaron, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
So if we raise interest rates, and I'm not backing Jerome Powell on his reasoning behind leaving them where they're at, but there is a downside to lowering them right now. The market is not stable. Our economy is not real stable right now. And if he lowers those, all these houses that people are struggling and not wanting to buy, the value of those houses will go up from where they're at right now. And nobody will ever be able to afford to buy a house but the rich. But if we let those houses, if he leaves the interest rates high, the value of those houses go down, and the economy stabilizes a little bit more, then we'll have a normalization of the housing market, in my opinion.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, because I've heard some people say, hey, actually, you may want to buy a house now, and then when the interest rates go down eventually, then you just refinance. Yeah, because once the interest rates go down, you might get a flood of buyers into the market. So maybe buy now, right, and then refinance later. Yeah, very interesting. Well, Aaron, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Listening to Larry Kudlow on Hannity last night, it sounds like our economy is much more stable now, thanks to a more stable president in the White House compared to the last guy who didn't even know which door he was walking out of, right? Next up, hey, let's go to Chris in Forsyth. Man, I can't believe this. KIKC country. The fair's already underway starting today, right?
That is true. 4 days of great entertainment that feature two nights of rodeo starting tonight and tomorrow night. Then the Insanity Fest Motorsports Thrill Show is on Friday night. And Saturday night, capping off the fair, is Hairball in Concert. And they can find out more information at rosebudcountyfair.com.
Hairball, this is like throwback to the 1980s on the High Line, rocking and rolling, huh?
Exactly. It's their second year back-to-back performing at the Rosebud Treasure County Fair in Forsyth, the first time that has ever happened at the fair here.
Yeah, well, very cool. Always fun time, especially for local radio. The sights, the sounds, the people you get to see, the interviews along the way, so I'm sure you're having a blast.
Also, the Forsyth World Languages Club will be selling 50-50 raffle tickets at each night's events, and all proceeds go towards the student's trip to Peru in June of 2026.
Hey, very cool. Are they going to go climb, is it Machu Picchu there?
Not sure exactly what their itinerary is on that.
Cool trip nonetheless. All right. Some great rodeo coming up. And what was it, the Insanity Extreme? What's going on with that one again?
The Insanity Fest Motorsports Thrill Show.
So some Evel Knievel-style action where they, I'm assuming, they're doing some crazy stunts and jumps on dirt bikes and more. Maybe even sometimes they'll even pull out the snowmobiles even in the summertime for stuff like that, right?
Right. You've got UTVs, ATVs, also kids events as well. So, yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Well, Chris, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Yeah. Have a great few days. Let's see. I was going to put out the phone number one more time, but I'm like, oh, wait a minute. The music's going to start rolling here in about 10 seconds. So we are unfortunately just about out of time. Let's see. What do we got coming up later in the week? Our calendar's pretty wide open, which is great because, man, we're getting so many good phone calls. Might as well keep it rolling here. Plus, then we can talk about any topic under the sun. And, you know, one thing is for sure here in Montana, you never know what people are going to want to talk about. But that's why we leave the phone lines open for you, because Montana Talks is the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.